I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, I'm Lee Blue, and let's do an example today of what clients actually want. You know, we talk a lot about web design services and different types of marketing strategies and so forth, and kind of this theoretical level. Today, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how do you package that up? How do you communicate that to clients? And how do you do that in a way that actually gets more leads and more attention and even more value to you and into your business, as opposed to just trying to like sell websites to people? And I thought a really practical kind of in-depth example of doing it would be kind of helpful for today. The idea behind all of this is to shift out of just selling the things that are the stepping stones. You know, like if you wanted to build a deck on the back of your house or whatever, you're not just buying lumber and nails, right? What you're doing is you're buying the experience of having a place to hang out with your friends and cook some food and, you know, all of the great memories that would be created because of the deck. You know, that's really what you're buying. You don't just want the lumber and the nails. Likewise, when you're selling websites to people, like when you're doing online marketing and web design, you're not really selling the website. You're selling the outcome of having that, which would be more clients, more revenue, you know, better, just a better business overall. Like those are the outcomes, it's the business outcomes that make the web design and the marketing valuable. So with that in mind, there are three things that almost all clients want, at least one of them, usually more than one. And the three things are more clients, more money, and more time. Those are the three big outcomes that people almost always want. And it could be that they want all of that stuff. It could be that they want some combination thereof, but those are the big outcomes. And so what we want to do is we want to begin to transition our thinking from how do we sell websites to how do we sell these outcomes. And those are the first three to really think about. But there's a problem. The problem is you can't just say, here's how we get more clients, or let's scale your business, or let's grow together, or you know, whatever, double your revenue. You can't just broadly say that out there for everybody because it's too broad to be true. And this is where things sort of begin to fall off the rails, because I'll talk to a lot of people and they'll be like, yeah, you know, I do this stuff already. I'm already talking about outcomes. I'm not trying to sell websites or just technical services. I'm trying to do, you know, business development work for people. And then I'll go and look at the site and there's this big disconnect. And the disconnect is they say things like, let's grow your business, let's scale, you know, whatever, you know, these kind of business outcomes, but there's no context there. It's just, let's just do it in general. And it's too broad to be true because nobody can deliver on that. Like you can't say, I know how to grow all the businesses in the world, right? Like what if it's a real estate agent? What if it's a holistic nutritionist where there's certain things that you can and can't say on social media, or else you get, you know, your ads strike against your ads or something like that. Or it's, you know, what if it's some kind of a really niche type of a thing or whatever, like lawn care businesses. It's like, maybe you don't know how to get clients for them because you haven't really worked with one before. You know, like, so like if you just blast out, hey, I know how to get clients for everybody, it's obviously too broad to be true. And so what you need to do is scope it down by putting it in context. And that's kind of what we wanted to dive into a little bit today, because a lot of people are missing the context because they feel reluctant to pick a target market. They think a lot of times, hey, if I pick a target market, then, you know, I'm not going to get the leads that I want, and I'm kind of cutting myself off from all of these other potential clients that I could be working with because I'm only focusing on one thing. And there's a few things to note about that. One is you're not pigeonholing your business into only doing one thing. All we're really talking about is creating some targeted marketing campaigns so that if you felt like you could do a good job for a lawn care service, then you market to people that want you to do that job for them. You're marketing to lawn care people. If you don't want to build websites for lawn care people because you're not interested in that audience, or you don't know what to do for those people, then why would you want someone who runs a lawn care business to call you, right? And so if they're just saying, oh, you know, you're just generically branding yourself as someone who builds garden variety websites, you have no idea who's going to call you. So you don't have any control over that. So what I'm suggesting is, in order to be able to provide higher value for clients, get better results for them, charge higher prices because you're getting better results, you want to be able to focus on something. And then when you do, I think you'll find that all of the things start going in the right direction. And think about yourself even. Like, say you were going to remodel your kitchen. Do you go on Google and search for general contractor, or do you go on there and search for kitchen remodeling? It's like, obviously you would search for kitchen remodeling because that's what you're trying to do. Or say you want to put a tennis court in your backyard. Do you search for paving company or do you search for tennis court installation? It's like everybody has specific issues in their mind and they search for the specific thing. And that's why it's sort of counterintuitive, but true, that you get a lot more leads by scoping down. Even though it feels like, oh, I'm kind of cutting myself off to a wider audience by going narrow, what you're really doing, though, is you're putting yourself in the flow of a lot more interest, a lot more traffic, because you're kind of putting yourself in the flow of what people are really looking for. And that's what we want to do in order to get more leads, to be able to drive better results, make sure you're getting leads that are qualified, you know, the types of people that you want to work with. And then, of course, you can charge a lot more in the process there, too. So then you think, okay, this is making some sense. Like, we want to start offering the outcomes, which means more clients, more money, more time. We want to scope it down into a particular target audience. We don't want to say stuff that's too broad to be true. We want to be able to say, I know how to get clients for lawn care businesses, that type of a thing. And then you think, okay, well, how do you do that? And really, it's the thought that counts. You know, you want to go deep. You want to be able to solve some problems that are below the surface. Like, you don't want to say, oh yeah, I can just build websites for anybody. You want to be able to go deep and look at what are some of the underlying issues in the industry that you're planning to serve. And then you offer them a solution like that. And what that means is you have to get to know the client. Not necessarily on a personal basis yet, but you need to get to know the industry. It's kind of like, as funny as it might sound, it's kind of like giving cash or a gift card to a friend for their birthday. It's like, you know, if, when you just offer these broad, generic, we grow businesses kind of a thing, it's kind of like just kind of putting cash in the birthday card and giving it to someone. And like, what you'll find is the closer the relationship is between you and the other person, the less likely it is that you're just going to give them a gift card or cash in their birthday card, right? You're going to actually give them a gift of something that they actually want. And then when you do that, you'll find that they appreciate the gift more. You have this better relationship and like, you know, you're more established in their life than just all the other random people that just, you know, send them a check in the mail or whatever. So that's kind of what we're, in fact, you'll even get to the point where like, what if it was like your fiance or something like that, and you just gave them cash for their birthday? They'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right? It's like, don't you even know me? Don't you know anything that I want? And so that's the idea. It's like, we want to take that kind of relationship concept, but apply it to your business where like, you know, your audience so well that you don't have to just say, hey, you know, we just do this random generic stuff. I actually know exactly what you want. And here it is. So that's the idea of scoping things down. And an example would be coming up with some really niche specific outcomes. So for example, say you want to work with lawn care businesses, because we were just talking about lawn care businesses. So you want to say that's kind of your target market. And you know, in a broad sense, that they're looking for more clients, more money, and to save time. And then you think, well, how can I do that in the context of lawn care? And then you might think, well, okay, off the top of my head, well, wouldn't it be great if all the clients were just kind of bundled together in one neighborhood, or at least geographically close together, so that the lawn care person doesn't have to drive all over the place to find each individual project or each individual house where they're mowing the lawn or whatever. Wouldn't it be great if they could just show up at a neighborhood, cut everybody's grass, and then go home and then be done, right? Because they get paid to drive lawnmowers. They don't get paid to drive their trucks and trailers and stuff. So a densely packed route would be really good. And wouldn't it be great if there was some kind of repeat business, like some incentive to kind of keep working with the person rather than just, hey, can you cut my grass this one time while I'm out of town or whatever, to have like that extended relationship that lasts at least one season, hopefully multiple seasons. And then on top of that, wouldn't it be good to have some kind of a referral system in place where other related businesses, you know, like power washing or patio building or deck and fence builders, or you know, just, you know, stuff like that, where it's like, it's kind of like lawn care, but it's not competitive against it. You know, it's all complementary types of things where you could pass leads back and forth. You know, just kind of think off the top of your head, what are some things that you could do to kind of help specifically with lawn care? And then you can say, okay, well, what skills do you have that will enable you to pull that off? And you might think, well, I could design a flyer that you could hang on a doorknob, you know, use your graphic design skills for that. And then the lawn care person could go hang the flyer on everybody's doorknob, like in the neighborhoods where they want to work. And that would be pretty cool because you could put a little QR code on the flyer that kind of links back to the website and have like a landing page specific to that neighborhood. So people, oh yeah, this is really targeted to me. Give them something cool in exchange for an email address, like a, I don't know, some kind of a discount or maybe like a free overseeding after a summer's worth of mowing or whatever. Cause that would be something that would kind of encourage that kind of recurring business. Hey, you'll get something cool like the overseeding and it's free and awesome. But you don't get it unless we have the repeat business. So you're really kind of combining a bunch of needs all together with that one idea. And then you've got the flyer idea because that would be like the densely packed route idea because like all the people in the neighborhood are like basically hire this one lawn care guy. So then if anybody new moves in, they're like, yeah, who's cutting your grass? It looks great. It's like, oh yeah, you got to get this guy, got to get John to cut your grass. He cuts everybody's grass. Oh yeah, no problem. Let me get in touch. And so you kind of build out from there, right? So you just have this whole system in place that really addresses the needs of the densely packed route, the recurring business, the referral network, like all of that stuff is kind of bundled into this thing, and then name it something. Like call it a thing. Like give it a name, like it's a system that you built. Like call it the dense route build out system, right? Because you know, lawn care people are gonna be looking for that phrase dense route that means something to them. And it kind of rhymes, so it sort of sticks in your mind. So it's like the dense route build out. Yeah, that makes sense. And that really sets you apart from just people saying, yeah, who wants a better website? Let's scale your business. It's like, you know, anybody can say grow your business or win clients, but you have to know something about lawn care to say the phrase dense route, right? Because you have to, that's kind of like a key kind of word in their vocabulary. And so you say that and you're like, hey, I'm part of this crowd. Like, I know what it takes. We've thought a lot about this. We have a system designed specifically for this thing. And then you'll find people in the lawn care world kind of Googling, how do I build a dense route for my lawn care business? Like, I've got this family-owned lawn care business. We need a dense route. And so you're going to get a lot more traffic for that because that's something that lawn care people look for. And then, of course, when you get the leads, it's highly qualified because you're tapping into an audience that wants exactly what you're offering. And so you kind of build all of that stuff out together. And now you've got that whole thing with a name and everything there. And that's an example of how you can go from broad, like where everybody needs, you know, clients and more money and more time. Because think about the dense route thing. That really taps into that. You're getting more clients. You're helping them earn more money because you have the whole neighborhood. You're saving them time from driving all around. So you're really hitting on all three of those points, but you're scoping it down into something that really speaks directly to the lawn care people. And then you've got it, right? So, and that's what we do in DoubleStack. That's like the main concept behind what we do is we approach it in three steps. We have this, the first step is like, what's like a whole bunch of different marketing tools and services and systems you can put in place to make all that stuff come to life. Then we say, well, how do we combine that into a solution and who is it for? And then we do the lead generation component so you actually get the leads for the solution so you can do all the services. So it's kind of in reverse of what most web designers do, where they kind of meet with the client first. We kind of meet with the client last and do the solution first, as opposed to meet with the client first and do the solution last. But by turning it on its head, like we just talked about, you're able to generate way more leads. You're able to get yourself on the flow of higher paying clients that are really much warmer or even like hot leads, because they're looking for the thing that you're offering, because you're actually marketing the outcome that they're searching for. So if this is sounding interesting to you and you want to think about how to like kind of shift gears a little bit and kind of get out of just marketing web design and graphic design and web maintenance and just different technical packages and into these outcomes, I think that you'll find you get more leads, higher prices, better clients, more fun, it's more fulfilling, and you don't even need a ton of leads because most clients are going to be paying you over $10,000 a year because you're going to be generating for them like a like 10 times more than that. And then when you land a $10,000 client, I mail you this trophy. So this is something I show a few times. This is the DoubleStack five-figure family trophy. And when you land a $10,000 client, then I'll mail one to you. So anyway, head over to doublestack.net/call, hop on my calendar, and let's talk about how to build this out for you so that you can kind of scope things down from that broad sense of I kind of got get an idea of like what kind of outcomes people are looking for, down into this is exactly what people are searching for in the industry that I'm targeting. And then when you do that, I think you're going to find a lot higher quality leads coming through, bigger projects, and it's a lot more fulfilling too, because you've got the time and the resources to really drive results. And then when you see your client benefiting from all of the stuff that you're doing, and you're like, wow, look at that. I'm helping that family. I'm helping that guy really, you know, get the business off the ground. It's like, it's a really rewarding thing. Much more so than just kind of racing through a website to try to build it as fast as you can and then go look for the next project or whatever. So anyway, all that is to say, if this is interesting to you and you feel like this is kind of the direction you want to go, head on over to doublestack.net/call. So it's doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up. The spaces might be a little bit limited because it's literally my personal calendar and I can only take but so many calls in the day. But find a spot that's going to work well for you, and then I'll call you at the time that you pick, and then we'll talk about how to kind of bring this to life for you. So cool. So there's the example of kind of building something out that clients really want. Go ahead and leave some comments below and let me know what you think about all of this, and or if you've done this before, or if you have any questions about how to implement this in the context of the types of clients you're looking for. You know, just kind of drop a comment, or if nothing else, just kind of like and subscribe to the channel and stuff so that we can stay connected. And then I'll catch up with you guys next week. All right, take care.